Okay, welcome everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Tonight's share is dedicated Leil Nishmas, my father, Menachem Mendel ben Mordechai.
And it's also dedicated...
Well, we're going to dedicate the share afterwards because I know there was a name that Mitch sent me over, but I don't have it in front of me because I'm driving right now. But we will post it on the shareenjoyment.com website and make special reference to it. So thank you everybody for joining. Just a few nekudos about my father, whose yahrzeit is Hey Adar, which is, you know, yesterday night into today. There's a story that's told that there's a certain Hasidic Rebbe, and when the people would ask, where is the Rebbe after 6 o'clock at night, they would say, the Rebbe is in heaven. And all the Litvaks would get a good laugh out of this, because what does that mean? What does it mean that the Rebbe is in heaven? So the Rebbe would disappear after 6 o'clock at night, and nobody would know where he is. So one night, one of the Hasidim wanted to find out where the Rebbe was, so he waited patiently outside the Rebbe's house, right behind a tree or two. And he noticed that the Rebbe was coming out of his house around 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, every single night, or at least what he believed to be every single night, and he saw that the Rebbe was dressed in black, and he would go out into the forest. And then he would follow the Rebbe over a ravine, and then over an icy patch, and then he would see that the Rebbe would take out a small axe, and he would chop down wood, and he took out some string, and then he tied up the wood, and he would carry it back on his shoulders, and he would deposit it in front of homes of needy people. So the following day, when certain people were, you know, making fun of the Rebbe, they said, where is the Rebbe? And the Hasidim all said, we don't know, but the Rebbe is in heaven. And then all the people would make a good laugh, but this Hasid stood up and said, no, the Rebbe is not in heaven. The Rebbe is in a place that's bigger than heaven. He's in a higher place than heaven. And this is the way that I'd like to introduce my father. My father was a very special person. He was a pharmacist on the Lower East Side, and he would make house calls before it was popular to do so. There were three women when we were sitting in Shiva, and each of them stood up and said, you know, we called the pharmacy, and your father told them that we didn't have money for the Social Security payment, and he would take money out of his pocket and put it into the register. And not only that, he also would deliver the medicine to the people on the Lower East Side, ringing their doorbells and then going in the elevator. He did this for many different people on many different occasions, but the fact that there were three women that did not hear of each other, did not know of each other, and all three of them said the same story within sequence of one another as they left, I turned to my brother and I said that surely this is Emmett. My father was also a person in 96 when there was a terrible snowstorm, and the mayor at the time was giving out parking tickets because there was no alternate side parking of the street, but there was nowhere to move your car either. My father went to shul early, and he made himself a little path, and then he would open up the pharmacy, and he would say to my mother, should be well, that the people are sick, and they need a place to get their medicine. So here I am, I'm going to do my job. So just to dovetail this over to Parshas Truma, we know that in Parshas Truma, we say that there are three different types of giving. There's Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshet. And there's also three Avos. There's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So Avram was the guy who always said yes to people. He was Ish Chesed. If you asked him for a favor, so what was he going to say? No to you. He was going to say, my house is open on all four corners, and if you're hungry, you're thirsty, you're tired, whatever it is, you can have whatever you want. You can make yourself comfortable in my home. That was Avram. He was a yes man. And came along his son, Yitzhak, who had Gevura. Gevura is strength, and you need strength to say no to people. So not every time that someone asks you for a favor or someone asks you something to do for them, you have to do it. Yitzhak was able, with his own strength, to say no. And then came along his son, Yaakov, and Yaakov was Tiferes. Means that he had a mixture of Chesed and Gevura, and he was able to balance it out. I'll talk it over, I'll speak to this person, and we'll figure it out from that person. And then sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't work out, sometimes it works out immediately, sometimes it takes a few months. But Yaakov was Tiferes. So then we turn over to the three different types of giving. We have Zav, Kesef, and Nechoshes. Obviously this goes according to the means, a person's abilities. But we all know that it doesn't really matter how much a person gives. Maybe it does, but it really doesn't matter because the most important thing, as the Torah says, Vavashi Chavalibo Lashamayim, whatever a person gives, he should be able to do it with a complete heart. Someone who gives a lot and someone who gives a little, it doesn't matter. What does the Torah tell us? and that's what the pasuk says. Vichli chuma, asher yidiveni libo. It has to come from the heart. It doesn't make a difference how much the number is. It could be $5, it could be $5,000, it could be $500,000. As long as it's coming from the heart, that's where it counts. And then we look at the words and we learn from the words something very special, which is that Zahav is the Rosh HaTevos of Zeh HaNosein Bari. This is a person that gives when he's healthy and has all of his faculties. He gives because he understands that it's a good mission. It's a good foundation. It's a good enterprise. It's a good tzedakah. It's a good organization, and he knows that he wants to be a part of that success. So he sees the success. He wants to share a little bit in that chelek, in that portion. That's the gold standard. The next level is kesef, which Chazal tell us is also Rosh HaTevos, but this time for kishayesh sakana posea. When a person has a certain sakana, a certain danger, they want to avert the danger. So what do? They give charity. And how much do they give? Whatever they can give. Again, it has to be yidiveni libo. It has to be from the heart. But they're doing it because they want to avert a furtherance of the crisis. And then there's the third level, which is the bronze. The bronze level of giving is nechosha. Nechosha stands for nesinas chola sha'amar tenu. That the giving of a person who is unable to enjoy the money anymore just says, take it and enjoy it, because they're not going to be traveling on a plane to Tahiti or some of these exotic islands. They're not interested in these types of things anymore. They're happy being where they are, and that's Nesina Sola Shamatsu. I have no use for it. You do, so you make better use of it. So when we look at all of these three elements, we can learn that there is another level of Truma. The Truma is also, says the Baal Turim, if you scrabble the words, you end up with Torah Mem, which means that it takes 40 days for a person to change an attribute. And after 40 days is interesting because it's 40 saw in the mikvah. There's 40 days of Matan Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. And so there's 40 days of May Mabul where the waters were heavy and traumatic. And even though the Mabul was, I think, a little bit longer, but I think that there was a 40 there, and I'm trying to remember exactly what that was. But I remember there's 40 by the Mabul. Okay, but anyway, 40 days of rain. And then there was...
stayed on the ground.
See, I have my sister is joining me in the shir tonight. So Rebbetzin Pessy Rosen is participating in shir enjoyment. So now we can say that my brother gives a shir, I give a shir, and my sister gives a shir, and we're all giving shir on shirenjoyment.com. So now we know that it rained for 40 days. So again, 40 is a midah. We know that in Sfiras HaOmer we have 49 days. So maybe we can say that you need 40, and then the next 9 are like gravy on top of the 40. So as if you're solidifying all of the accomplishments that you've already done during those prior 40 days. The kitzer, tonight's shiur is a dedication to my father, who also had a great sense of humor. There was a guy who walked into the pharmacy and said, I'm having a heart attack. And my father said, don't you do that in this store. That's not good for business. Do me a favor. Go across the street and drop dead there. Drop dead across the street to my competitor, but don't do it in this store. It's no good for the business. And when the guy cracked the joke and he smiled, he said, you know, Manny, you made me feel better. And that's the way my father was able to make people laugh instead of cry. So he was also the same guy at a wedding one time when he sat down. My father and I sat down at a wedding, and I don't know if our cousins knew us or respected us, because we were sitting at a Rebbe's table. And everybody there at the table was a big Rebbe. I said, Daddy, I don't know, was maybe sitting at the wrong table. Maybe 13 was really supposed to be 31. We should probably pick up and move. He says, no, you sit here, and I'm going to show you. He turns to one of the rabbanim, and he says, Dida's Lushan Hora. So the guy says, no, Kenneth said Lushan Hora. He says, get back from Donovan, Donovan, and Manzina, this Lushan Hora. Get away from this table. I want to talk to my son, Abisul Lushan Hora. So then they all cracked up, and they said, oh, Mendy, you're one of us. And then they all got along with my father and everyone that I never knew before. In any event, my father's son, Moshe Aliyah, showing up for the Surah Tovos, and got engaged, and we're all very excited for Adina, our second oldest, and we should only know Simchas. Boy's name is Simcha, so Mishnitas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. So we have an Adar with a Simcha and Marvin with Simcha. So Baruch Hashem, we're hitting all the notes, and we should only go from Chayel to Chayel, strength to strength, and we should only be possible in B'Sorah Tovos, that one Simcha should lead to the next, and all Chayel Yisrael should be Mesameach. an extra level of happiness, and we could all fill in the blank to figure out what exactly that level of happiness really looks like. But whatever it is, Yimalei Hashem Kol Meshal Zachah L'Tova.